We're joined today by Milton Mayor Gordon Krantz. Mayor Krantz, I think the big question on everyone's mind is, what are amenities going to look like once businesses start to open?
As an example, I know that you're well aware that there's the five amigos, as I refer to ourselves, the four mayors of the local municipalities in Halton and the regional chair. We've been talking about recovery for quite some time. Now, as an example, one of the illustrations there that I'll give, and hopefully there's a fair bit of coordination with transit. Each one of us have a transit system, albeit Milton's is relatively small compared to Oakville and Burlington. Will mask be mandated or really urged to wear? I rather suspect that you'll probably find that we'll come out with not mandated, but certainly urged to wear on transit, as an example, and even providing masks to those that might not have them. So, and one of the things as well, Chris, that is happening as well, we're going to have a special council meeting on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, to deal with the hopefully opening up of some of these, say, barbershop, beauty salons, restaurants, bars, to give them permission, as an example, to go out onto the street without having to go through all the bureaucracy that normally would have to happen. So the sooner, the quicker that can happen, the better the economy can get back. Illustrations that's happened, there's much more as well.
That's fantastic to hear. It sounds like you guys are getting ahead of everything. But what prompted that special council meeting?
Well, we always knew that this would probably happen, just so it was probably timing more than anything else. As an example, I think our next council meeting would have been roughly 2 weeks away. So time really is of the essence, and nothing else was driving it more than that.
I know you mentioned the Five Amigos earlier, Mayor Krantz, and I think we have to ask, have you guys been in contact with the federal and provincial government in terms of getting extra funding to offset the cost of COVID-19?
Well, there certainly seems to be a support there to support municipalities that's really going to hurt. And probably Milton and Halton is in a much better position financially than a lot of communities throughout the country, and especially Ontario here, that if they're not very careful, they'll be in some dire straits with regards to finances here. And not to suggest that we won't hurt, we will. And the only option that we have is, of course, if we want to even come close to maintaining some of the services that we've been used to, taxes, property taxes would have to go up dramatically. And I know I'm not certainly in support of that, and most people don't want that either. So, I think on the federal, provincial level, the old scenario, the more you make, the more you pay, and which is a much fairer, form of taxation. And that's the only way that we're going to get out of this, is maybe just getting used to a little less is what's going to have to evolve. And that's going to be hard to adjust for a lot of people, I'm aware of that, but there's no other way out of it.
I know we talked 2 weeks ago about the Economic Task Force, so can you give us an update about how that's been going?
Very good. They've really bought into it, and of course the Chamber of Commerce, and I guess to a lesser degree the DBIA and Milton here, have taken a real active role on suggesting and recommending the sooner we get on with it and open things up without a lot of the governance there. And again, keeping in mind, health and safety with regards to not only the employees, but the general public. So I think most of us, I think the population from what I can gauge is in tune with that. And again, a simple illustration is with childcare. And I know it's opening up as you and I speak. And the odd part of it is I think you'll probably find a hesitancy on some parents on taking their children to childcare just because of the fear of the virus. Even though things are opening up, and even though bars and restaurants, beauty salons, and that'll be opening up, I think that fear will be there with some of us on getting up. So hopefully we don't get too paranoid on getting out and supporting the business. That's going to be critical.
So how do you think people are going to react when it comes to opening the patios, and are they going to flock to the bars and restaurants, or are they going to be a little hesitant?
Well, my opinion is, and I certainly hope to attend those bars and restaurants and certainly go and get a haircut when all this opens up as well. But I think what will probably have to happen or should happen, I know I'll be doing it, is wearing a mask and staying that, appropriate distance away from one another. And that's going to be the secret to success. But we have to get out there and support business, because if that collapses, we're all in trouble.
I know it may seem like an obvious question, Mayor Krantz, but sometimes it's better to hear it straight from yourself. Why is it important to wear a face mask and maintain physical distancing?
Well, you know, as an example, I can only speak for myself. Wearing the mask is not high on my priority list, but I know it's essential. Am I comfortable with it? Not really, but you have to do it. And it's never been an issue with me on, you know, keeping, you know, 6 feet apart from one another, but those masks can be uncomfortable. Forget about the aesthetics of it. I have no issues with that whatsoever. But after you have them on for a while, they do get a little uncomfortable. There's no question about it. So that has to be overcome. It's like anything else, getting used to it.
Finally, Mayor Krantz, is there anything you want to touch on before we wrap things up? I know I can't wait for barbershops to open up. My hair has been pretty long over the past 3 months.
Well, you know, I've been blessed. My wife in that other life that I refer to, she was a professional hairdresser, so she trimmed my hair a couple of times already. So I'm not too bad, but still, it needs really looked after. There's no question about it. So I look forward to doing that. But I think some of us will probably have to wait for a while, likely, because I imagine there's going to be a huge rush into, hopefully, the restaurants and the bars and the beauty salons and the barbershops and that. So that's what I predict, and thank goodness for it.
Thank you again, Mayor Krantz, for joining us for This Week with the Mayor. We can't wait for next week's conversation.
Thanks, Chris. Have a good one.